ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Granite City Radio Theater. I am honored to be your host this evening here in St. Cloud, Minnesota, my hometown. And it's great to be broadcast on KVSC from the campus of St. Cloud State University. I, myself, was a graduate of St. Cloud State as a super-duper-pooper-scooper senior. Studied chemistry and German, so as you might imagine, the transition into radio comedy was a no-brainer. There actually are plenty of chemistry jokes I'd like to tell you, but all the good ones are gone. This guy over here heard that one before. I can tell you weren't boron yesterday. Really, it is quite an honor to be here, though. I did get to take a few theater classes in my time at St. Cloud State, and I did some acting, a little directing, and I took a course in improvisation, and here, I'll show you. I know all the rules of improv, really. I've studied this. Could I please have a question from the audience? How am I today? Yes, and just a reminder that it's Pledge Week here at KVSC now through Sunday. And to all of you listening out there, I just want to encourage you to head over to kvsc.org and make a donation so that you too can become a champion of KVSC. I myself made an online donation today, and I can tell you it was slick as snot. It's very easy to support the station that brings you the programs like Monday Night Live, Undercurrents, and Urban Invasion. So check it out at kvsc.org and click the link to become a member. You could even get some swag. I got a lovely KVSC stocking cap, and you can too for those cold winter nights when you want to keep that extra 50% of your body heat. Or as I found, actually, you can also wear just the hat by itself and break even. See? Improv. We've got a great show for you tonight. Stacey Bauer is here with Collective Unconscious. And if you like what you hear tonight, please come on over to the Pioneer Place for their Band on the Run Wings tribute concert running tomorrow through Saturday, October 26th. Tickets are available at pp5.com for that. And that's also where you can find tickets for all of our upcoming concerts as well as the Pioneer Place theater season. So tonight we've got some music for you, some comedy, a little trivia. But first, back by probable demand, we've got another classic radio drama adventure from Jack Shade and Shade's Brigade.
It's time for another installment of Shade's Brigade, Episode 3, The Return of the Duchess.
I'm Jack Shade. I run a group of mercenaries. I call us Shade's Brigade. Catchy, huh? We travel the world getting ourselves in trouble because that's what we get paid to do. We being me and my team. Quinn Shaw, don't let the accent fool you. Trained in the SAS of the United Kingdom Special Forces and tough as nails. Cooper T. King, former alligator wrestler from a traveling sideshow circuit. Born and raised in the swamps of Georgia. His only weakness? Women. And no filter. Ernie Polk. Tough, lovable, loyal, strong as an ox. And a step to the left of smart. Major Kate Stafford. Former Air Force pilot. Nerves of steel. Strong arms that can fly and drive just about anything. And legs that can drive a man crazy. And then there's the Kashi spirit, a disembodied voice that attached itself to Major Kate Stafford and now serves as her protector. Nobody can hear it except Kate until it warns her of danger. Then we can all hear its horrifying screams of warning. We were now criminals on the run from the Paris police. It all started a few months ago when we were on Bourbon Island off the coast of Africa fighting and defeating the Italian Axis with the help of a centuries-old underground army. We picked up Major Kate Stafford as the newest member of our team while we were there, and she in turn picked up the spirit guide of the natives of Bourbon Island that's called the Kashi. That decided to attach herself to her as her own personal guide. We were picked up, subsequently kidnapped by our old nemesis Anton Wirth, who had found us by monitoring military radio. We were drugged, brought to Paris, and framed for the crime of stealing the painting, the Duchess of Devonshire, which had been stolen by Wirth just a few weeks before. Realizing he couldn't sell it, he created an elaborate scheme to have all evidence point to us so that he could take us down once and for all. I was holding Wirth's cane, which I had taken from him before he disappeared before our eyes. Again. Rolled up inside the cane was the Duchess of Devonshire. The police were looking for us, and we were holding the evidence to convict us all and put us away for a very long time. We were standing in the middle of a deserted street, Quai des Austerlitz, to be exact, next to the docks on the Seine River in Paris.
Jack, did you just say we have to hide?
I don't know what other choice we have, Quinn. We have the painting right here. We can't hand it over. We'll be arrested on the spot. We just can't leave it somewhere. We'll be fugitives forever.
Quiet. We've got to clear our names.
Yeah, well, I'm good at hiding. Hell, I was the best hider in all of Jefferson Davis County.
Well, how'd you get that title, Cooper?
By all means, Major, ask away.
You see, Jefferson County Fair had its annual hiding contest, see? You pick a place to hide, and if no one found you by the end of the fair, you won.
Well, how old were you?
Oh, my parents signed me up every year from 8 to 15. I won every time.
Cooper, I hate to say this, but I think...
Major, let him have it.
Right.
I got ribbons.
I'm sure you do. Jack, what's the plan?
Well, we have to get out of Paris. There's only one way I can think of that. Only one way to get out of here undetected. That's by rail.
Hey, train hopping.
Yeah, that's right, Ernie. Moving by foot is out of the question. A rail car hides us, saves our energy, and we don't need a ticket.
Well, this will be a new one on me. I mean, how does this work?
Run fast, jump.
That's about it, Major.
Well, how scientific.
How are we going to find a train, Jack?
Well, if I remember correctly, there's a train station northwest of here a couple of miles. We need to hop on one heading north. We need to get to the English Channel.
And then what, Jack?
One thing at a time, Coop. Let's see if we can find a train and get out of here undetected. All right, let's move out. We started our way through the streets of Paris using as much of the dark and shadows and alleys as possible. Well, we need to find somewhere to sit and think for a little while. We got to get this painting back, clear our names, and then I'm going to hunt down Anton Wirth that takes me the rest of my life.
Well, I think I speak for everybody that we are all in on that, Jack.
I hate that guy. He wrecked my jacket.
What I wouldn't give to have his scrawny little neck in my hands right now, I'd mush him like a chicken on Johnny Appleseed Day.
What's that?
You know, the Johnny Appleseed Chicken Feast. Doesn't England do anything fun?
Come to think of it, no.
Continue west.
Whoa, it's back.
You talking about the Kashi, Major?
Yeah.
What's it saying?
You must continue west. Move faster. Safety is west.
It's telling me to continue west and fast, Jack.
Well, then west it is. Everybody keep moving. We continue to make our way through the dark streets, following the direction of the Kashi, until finally...
Hey, I hear a train.
Yeah, I hear that too. It's pretty close.
Major, tell the Kashi I'm buying drinks when we get to the next bar, okay?
All right, everybody, follow that whistle. I hear it. It's dead ahead. Move out!
Looks like it's just heading out of the station.
It's heading north.
All right, we've got to move fast and catch a train. Move!
Jack! Hey, look at that one car. The door's open and it looks empty. I got the door. All right, I'm going to pull myself up now. I'm up. Major, give me your hand.
I never thought that when a man asked for my hand, I would be hanging off of a train.
The Kashi is riled up.
It's worried about Kate, not us. Keep moving.
Will you tell that Tasha thing you're not in any danger? I got you.
Oh, you tell it. I'm in.
All right, Quinn. Come on, you're next.
Righto. Number 21, Coop.
Gotcha, boy. Open it.
Good to go.
All right, now, Ernie, your turn. Go.
Yes, sir, Jack. Come on, Cooper, grab me.
I'm right here, Ernie. I got you. Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, Cooper, Jack is falling behind.
The train is picking up speed. Come on, old boy.
I'm coming. I'm humming.
Hurry, Jack.
Ernie, grab Cooper's legs. Extend him out.
Got it.
Come on, Jack. Grab my hand.
I'm trying. Oh, trying.
You can do it, Jack.
Got it.
Yeah.
Pull. All right. Thanks, Coop.
Oh, t'weren't nothing.
We sat around and caught our breath for a few seconds.
It's dark as pitch in here.
Yeah. We should take a look around. Everybody, feel your way through this car.
There's nothing over here.
Some hay bales over here. Well, that will come in handy.
Oh, just some dirt. And then, hey, wait! Hey, there's a trunk back here.
I got a guy.
What's that, Ernie?
I got a guy. See?
Everybody, over to Ernie. Ernie, what do you mean you got a... Well, well.
I say.
Hey, he does have a guy.
Who are you? Let me go.
Thank you, guys. Shades Brigade. And now it is my distinct pleasure to introduce our band here for this evening. I have literally seen these guys, some of them, playing since I was a little child. And so it's a great treat for me.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. You're so welcome.
He's so big now.
I am. So this is quite a treat. Thank you. Stacy Bauer and Collective Unconscious, ladies and gentlemen.
Cast, and now
heaven for you.
I wanted to dedicate that song to our friends David and Jeffrey, who recently got married, and we love them. It's a shout out to you boys.
Yes.
We can do it at your wedding too.
Always a bridesmaid. And now, as Halloween approaches, we take another look into the lives of your average Central Minnesotarians.
Sven? Oli? Where are you two? The ghosts and goblins are pounding down our door. Boys? I can't believe this. Halloween night, here I am, dressed up as a witch, with my bowl of candy, and these guys are nowhere to be found. We've already had 4 Ninja Turtles, 9 ballerinas, 10 glittery vampires, more superheroes than I can count. Plus, there's that one costume I just didn't get. I don't know what a twerker is, but what it did to my pear tree was just disturbing. I do love this time of year, though. Oh, I think I hear more cheerful little voices.
Bing, bong.
Trick or treat!
Oh, for cuteness. Look at that. 6 toddler zombies. And we've got some of the dads in on the action. What are you guys, elves?
No, lady, we're hobbits. Cool!
Okay, Frodo. You all just take one each now.
Thanks, Miss Lena.
And say hi to your moms for me. Zombies and hobbits. That was cuter than a dozen kids from the Friends of Whitney Dog Park. They all dressed up as their puppies. Speaking of lost dogs, I wonder where the boys are. They're missing all the fun, and I really could use help with these costume hordes. Oh, and here comes some more.
Bing, bong.
Trick or treat!
Oh my, I see lettuce, bacon, sour cream, tomato, cheese, beans, and an onion. What are you supposed to be, a food fight?
I'm a seven-layer salad!
Oh, and what a happy little salad you are, too. So original. There you go, take two.
Oh, thanks.
And hello, Helen. That's a great job you did on your kids' costumes.
Oh, thank you, Lena. In fact, I got all the material from Scraps, the St. Cloud Recycled Art Project Shop. First and third Thursday of the month, don't you know? Say, Lena, do you know what your boys are up to?
I don't, but I'm really starting to worry. They're usually all over the candy bowl by now. Do you know what the boys are up to?
Sadly, yes, but it's a little odd.
Well, a little odd can't be helped with Sven and Oli. Where did you see them?
They were trick-or-treating a couple houses behind us, so they should be ringing your doorbell soon.
You gotta be kidding me. They're trick-or-treating at their age.
Lena, those two are a tater tot short of a hot dish. Oh, I gotta go. We're almost to Muggsy's house. Gotta stop them from eating those chocolate-covered espresso beans like last year, and my boys will be up all night, don't you know?
Well, thanks, Helen. See you at the Lutheran League. Oof, I can't believe those two.
Bing, bong.
Trick or treat.
Hello, boys. So, what's with the trick or treating,
Well, Lena, you said we couldn't eat any of your candy, so we thought we'd just go out and get some for ourselves.
Please tell me that you went to the store like responsible, sane adults.
Oh, gosh, no. We did it the old-fashioned way, house to house.
Yeah, trick or treat. Now, where's our candy?
Listen, you two may act like boys, but you're adults and shouldn't be out there trick-or-treating. Nobody's gonna take you seriously.
Well, now, Lena, there's plenty of adults out there.
Yeah, we just saw Jared Allen and the entire Minnesota Vikings defense just down the block there.
Yeah, well, no one takes them seriously anyhow.
Well, they've had a pretty tough year, you know. You know, they've been giving away wins, so they might as well get some candy in return, right? I mean, maybe they just need some Halloween cheer.
Yeah, and so do we. Are you going to give us some candy or not?
Nuh-uh, slow down there, boys. First, what are you two supposed to be? Tweedledum and Tweedledummer?
Ha ha, Lena. I'm dressed as him, and he's dressed as me.
You can't just trade pants and call it a costume.
Oh, sure we can. We're two Nordic dudes.
More like Nordic duds.
Oh my gosh, that's the line we've been looking for.
Yeah, we've been writing a song. It's called The 12 Tricks of Treating. It goes kind of like this. As we were trick-or-treating, what costumes did we see? 12 puppies barking.
11 Vikings viking.
10 vampires glistening.
9 ballerinas.
8 hulks a-smashing.
A 7-layer salad.
6 toddler zombies.
Lord of the Rings.
4 ninja turtles.
3 more hulks.
2 Nordic duds.
And a kid twerking on a pear tree.
Okay, I guess you've earned it. Here's your candy. Seems like Christmas is coming earlier every year. Next year we'll be singing carols by Labor Day.
Hey, come on, Lena. Now where's your holiday spirit?
Yeah, Lena. Tis the season for scaring. Now go hop on your broom and let's get spooky.
I guess I'll be the Wicked Witch, since you two baboons might as well be flying monkeys.
That's the spirit.
Oh, here we go, a trick-or-treating down the avenue. Wicked witch of the Midwest and flying monkeys too. Halloweeners we be, and your house we will teepee. If you don't give some candy to every kid you see. If you don't give some candy to me.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween everybody!
Everybody.
And good evening, radio fans, and welcome to Granite City Radio Theater Trivia. I'm Dan Barth, co-founder here at Pioneer Place, and this is a game designed to challenge the minds of our contestants while we get to point out their extreme lack of knowledge of elementary level questions, all while giving you, our listening audience, a wonderful opportunity to boast your extreme intelligence regarding useless tidbits of information. Joining me this evening is my partner in trivia crime and designated scorekeeper, Mr. Jay Terry. How you doing tonight, Jay?
Oh, I'm very excited to be back for a second season here on the Granite City Radio Theater.
I know, it's thrilling to think that people actually wanted us back.
I'm not certain anyone really asked them.
So, what are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Well, I thought I'd go to Goodwill, get a cheap suit, live in my car for a week, maybe not shower, and go as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you have any material?
Oh, yes. I've been working on my Halloween jokes for weeks.
Boy. Really?
Here, try this one. Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
I don't know. Why didn't he?
He didn't have the guts.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I think you're going to have to do better than that.
When is it bad luck to meet a black cat?
I don't know. When?
When you're a mouse.
Okay. I think we've heard enough of your Halloween stand-up comic jokes. Why don't you introduce our trivia contestants this evening?
My pleasure. In seat number one is St. Cloud State University Director of Publications and Media Relations and one fine musician himself. Please welcome Adam Hammer.
Good evening, Adam, and welcome. So St. Cloud State University is so large and vast. How does one go about spreading the word on everything you have to offer there on campus?
Well, first off, you cut sleep pretty much completely from your daily routine. But otherwise, multimedia is really the key. We're utilizing the stcloudstate.edu website, social media, we're all over that. And then we work very closely with our local media and statewide media to get all the word out about how we think do make a difference. And I've had the honor of working both sides of the desk, working as a reporter and a photographer, and I've come to know that a lot of the reporters statewide come from St. Cloud State, which is pretty cool.
Good to know. Great MassCom program, no doubt about it. All right. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Adam. Who's next, Jay?
In seat number two is our reigning champion of the Granite City Radio Theater. Having not been defeated in three tries last season, oh, yeah, he's also the mayor of St. Cloud. Please welcome the Honorable Mayor Dave Kleiss.
Good evening, Mayor Kleiss, and welcome back. Now, I wanted to ask you, there seems to really be an insurgence of arts and culture in our city. Why do you think this is important to St. Cloud?
It's more than important. It's essential. If you're talking about job creation...
Yeah, here.
Job creation, job retention. Nobody wants to be employed in a city unless there's the arts and the culture. You want to live in a city, so it's the livability factor. And so you're not going to create jobs, you're not going to retain jobs unless you have a very healthy arts and entertainment, and the cultural aspect of it is essential to jobs.
Hear, hear. Well put.
Amen, brother.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and we're anxious to see if you can kick off season two with another win. And who's next, Jay?
In seat number three, we have a woman with many talents, including raising horses and longhorns, as well as a national pistol shooting champion. She's the president of the St. Cloud Technical and Community College. Please welcome Dr. Joyce Hellens.
Yeah. Good evening, Joyce.
Good evening, Dan.
Now, the St. Cloud Technical Community College continues to grow leaps and bounds in our community now. How has higher education in our region changed in the last 8 years that you've been here?
Dan, you were supposed to ask me an easy question like, what's the meaning of life?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not following the script.
Radio. And,
so, actually, you are asking me about the meaning of life because it's higher education. But I think a two-word summary, insurmountable opportunities.
Yeah.
And over at the Tech College, I know you call us the Tech College, but of course we're a comprehensive community college, and that means we have liberal arts and fine arts, because at St. Cloud Technical and Community College, we realize being and doing go together.
Well put, yes. Well, let's see how Joyce does against these two formidable opponents. The rules of our game are quite simple. We will have two rounds of trivia with subject matter ranging from general knowledge to sports trivia and pop culture to science. I take great pleasure in telling you that all these questions were formed off the top of my head, and there's an excellent chance that many of the answers are wrong. But since I'm also in charge of the question disputes, my answers will stand. Now, I would like to ask our live studio audience not to yell out answers, as this is very competitive, and our contestants are playing for a fabulous prize, I think. Jay, do we have a fabulous prize?
Yes, Dan, yes, we do. Tonight, our contestants are playing for this beautiful plastic jack-o'-lantern hand-filled with candy.
Very nice. Let's make sure that jack-o'-lantern doesn't get hand-emptied.
Hi-yo.
Yeah. And that there's some candy at the end of the show. All right, our first round is a buzz-in round, where I'll read a question, and the first contestant to buzz in will answer. If you answer incorrectly, the other two contestants may ring in their answer. Okay, Jay, each correct answer in this round is going to be worth 5 points, so please keep track. If you happen to lose track, don't worry, we'll just make up the score. Okay, hands on your bells, contestants. The first round questions are going to challenge your knowledge of everything dealing with Halloween, autumn, and my favorite subject ever, candy. Here we go. Hands on buzzers. What are the official colors of Halloween? Adam.
Orange and black.
Black and orange is correct, and thank goodness without Halloween, orange would have absolutely nothing to do.
Bell doesn't work. I don't think my bell works.
Oh, sure. The bell didn't work. Hold it the other way, Mayor.
Oh, okay. There you go.
On the bottom. Hold it. There you go.
Orange and black.
Since they all have the same buzzer this year, you're going to have to help me identify who's
no.
in first.
That was convenient.
Yeah. Damn. Question number two. What was the first individually wrapped penny candy sold in America?
Adam Hammer.
I'm going to go with Tootsie Rolls.
That is correct. Perhaps the greatest candy ever invented.
Dan,
and even better.
Can you hear me over here?
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Got my eyeballs on it.
Question number three. This board game outsold even Monopoly when it was first introduced, with more than 2 million boards being sold the first year.
Mayor Dave Kleiss.
Candyland.
Candyland is incorrect.
Ooh.
Adam Hammer.
Going right up with Chutes and Ladders.
That's no Chutes nice and Ladders, Joyce.
Can you steal?
I'm not that old, I wouldn't know.
Very good.
Apparently the band is.
Yeah. Audience, any guesses? The Ouija board is correct. Interesting. Nearly 1 million of those boards were shipped to Salem. Question number four. What do you call the full moon in autumn? Adam?
I'm going to go with... No.
That's incorrect.
Harvest moon.
Harvest moon is correct. Wow, not to confuse with the Miley Cyrus moon. That comes in winter. Here's the $100 question of the evening. So, is the pumpkin a vegetable or a fruit? Mayor.
Fruit.
It is a fruit. You're exactly right. I suppose a pumpkin a day would certainly keep something away, like a functioning lower colon. They're just so hard to carry around. Imagine all the teachers' desks with their pumpkins stacked up. But I digress. Question six, the jack-o'-lantern originated in Ireland, but instead of pumpkins, what bitter root vegetable did they use instead?
Oh boy.
Joyce?
Horseradish.
Oh, so close. No, though. Mayor?
Potato.
Not a potato.
Root vegetable?
Root vegetable.
I got nothing.
Audience?
Turnip it is. Yes, yes, it is
right.
Turnip.
Is it just me or have the Irish had a lot of bad ideas?
Wouldn't it have been
funny
interesting
potatoes
if it were horseradish?
Horseradish, turnips. Question number seven. Sharing his name with a Saturday Night Live alum, who is the mask-wearing shape in the Halloween movie franchise? Adam.
Michael Myers.
That is correct. Donning a Shatner mask, which scares the bejesus out of me. And our final question in round one. KVSC Radio has two pledge drives throughout the year, with one going on right now. At what dollar level would you have to pledge in order to obtain yourself a very fine KVSC fleece hoodie? Adam?
40.
That is incorrect. Oh. What dollar amount?
50.
That is incorrect. Joyce?
100.
That is
correct.
So So call 320-308-5872 and pledge
now. And she just pledged $100 to KBNC.
And she just pledged $100. All right. You had no idea what it was going to cost you to be here tonight. All right, let's take a little tally. Jay, how did our contestants do?
Well, after taking that little tally, Adam has 20 points, Mayor Kleiss has 5, and Dr. Helen has garnered also 5 points.
Wow, very good.
Adam has got quite a lead.
Well, that leads us right into our final lightning round. Each of you will have 45 seconds to answer as many true or false questions as possible. We'll start with the people in last place, which is a tie. So, Dr. Helen's Joyce, we will start with you. Are you ready? Jay,
yes.
Let's set the handy egg timer to 45 seconds. Here we go. True or false? October was named after the Norse god Oct.
True.
That is false. It was originally the 8th month of the Roman calendar. Miley Cyrus's real first name is Destiny.
False.
That is true. And Wrecking Ball certainly is her destiny. Grunge music had its roots in Portland, Oregon.
True.
That is false. It was Seattle. Ken Jennings won over $2.5 million playing Jeopardy.
False.
That is true. So, Mayor Kleiss, there's hope for you. The 1970 sitcom Laverne and Shirley took place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
True.
That is true. They worked in a brewery. The term for a U.S. senator is 8 years.
False.
That is false. It's only 6, and that's 5 years too long. The original band name for the Grateful Dead was the Warlocks.
False.
That is true. And we're done. How did Joyce do?
Those were each worth 10 points. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Then she got 20 points.
20 points, taking her to 25. Very, very good. All right, Mayor Kleiss, you're up next. 10 points per question on the lightning round, true or false. Jay, let's reset our timer to 45 seconds. And here we go. Valentine's Day always falls on the same day of the week.
False.
That is false. It always falls on February 14th. The only flying mammal is the bat.
False.
That is true, except for my cat when he sees the neighbor's dog. The back of the Nobel Peace Prize shows 3 naked men standing with their hands on each other's shoulders.
True.
That is true. And may we all live in peace.
Brotherly love.
Centipedes always have 100 feet.
False.
That is false. It can vary from 10 to 150, depending on their shoe size. The offspring of the female zebra and the male horse is called a zonkey.
False.
That is true. The other way around, it's called a zorse. William Hartnell was the first actor to play Doctor Who.
True.
That is true. Greenland is the largest island in the world.
False.
That is true. And how did our Mayor Kleiss do today?
Mayor Kleiss picked up 40 more points
40
for a
more?
Total of 45.
45 points. And Mr. Hammer has how many going in? 20?
Adam has 20 going in.
20? So you need 3 to win, Mr. Hammer. 3 to win, Mr. Hammer. Here
no
we
pressure.
Go. Let's reset our timer to 45 seconds. And true or false? Jack Daniels is distilled in Kentucky.
False.
That is false. It's made in Tennessee, and it's so good and good for you.
Yes, sir.
Mars is the smallest planet in our solar system.
False.
That is false. It is Mercury. It used to be Pluto till we kicked him out. If you were born on May 1st, you'd be a Taurus.
False.
That is true, and that's no bull. The British call cotton candy candy floss.
True.
That is true, and that certainly explains a lot of their dental hygiene, doesn't it? E.T.'s eyes were the color green.
False.
That is false. They were blue. Persia is the previously named of the country of Iran.
False.
That is true. A lobster's teeth are in their stomach.
True.
That is true. Now, wouldn't that make life more interesting? All right. How did Mr. Hammer do there, Jay?
Hammer picked up 50 more points.
50 more. Ladies and gentlemen,
and I believe
have a new champion of the Granite City Radio Theater Trivia Contest.
That win goes out to Muggsy.
That goes out to Muggsy. Jay, please tell Mr. Hammer what he has won.
I hold in my hand. Don't worry, it's radio. A wonderful pail of Halloween candy that you are highly encouraged to share with your fellow contestants, host, band, and scorekeeper.
Thank you all so much. And to our listening audience for joining us this evening for the trivia portion of Granite City Radio Theater. Thank you to our contestants, Adam Hammer, Mayor Dave Kleiss, and Dr. Joyce Helens, and my trusty sidekick, Jay Terry, for his immaculate time and scorekeeping skills. You are listening to KVSC St. Cloud 88.1 on your FM radio dial, your sound alternative. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Ms. Stacy Bauer and Collective Unconscious.
Buried in the darkness of the evening of the morning we first met. Laughing, loving, joking, smoking, honey, I can taste you yet. Music, rapping, making music while the limbs are long and gently intertwined. Well, these are pastel pieces of the pretty pictures painted on the watercolor canvas of my mind. Sleeping in the hallway while we waited for the super to arrive. Frying pans of coffee because the only pot we had would not oblige. Laughing at the laundry that was burning while inside the oven drying. These are pastel pieces of the pretty pictures painted on the watercolor canvas of my mind. An afternoon in Big Sur on our way from San Francisco to LA. A brief and fleeting vision of the hallowed halls of heaven, what a day. The conversation dancing to the music of the ocean keeping time. These are pastel pieces of the pretty pictures painted on a watercolor canvas of my mind. Laying low in London, living like the Lord of Chester Square. Off the wall withdrawal with a modern Botticelli lady fair. Conversation dancing while though, cause we ate while all the others dined.
That's right, you know what.
Well, these are pastel pieces of the pretty pictures painted on the watercolor canvas of my mind. Well, these are pastel pieces of the pretty pictures painted on the watercolor canvas of my mind. These are pastel pieces of the pretty pictures painted on the watercolor canvas of my mind.
Thanks, y'all.
Our Collective Unconscious. And now we return back to the action for Shades Brigade.
Thank you.
We needed to get somewhere out of the city to get a moment to rest and gather our thoughts and come up with a plan. We were on board a train heading north out of Paris, and what we thought was an empty boxcar. But Ernie had discovered we weren't alone. All right, hold on there, fella. Just relax.
Let me go. Hey, don't do that. Ernie, hang on to him tight.
I got him good. Hey, you stop moving, little man.
All right, listen, mister. This gun still has 3 bullets in it that I promise you. No, all right, calm down and tell me your name.
You are to kill me, no? I have nothing.
Just start by telling us your name.
My name is Frederick.
Yeah, well, we ain't gonna kill you, Freddy.
You have misunderstood me. I said Frederick.
I heard you, Freddy.
Ernie, bring him over to the light by the open door.
Gotcha, Jack. Come on, let's go.
All right, there we are.
Jack, this man doesn't look like a threat.
Malnourished at best.
Well, his clothes are on the hobo side.
Yeah, well, at least he's got pants. I'm still wearing these dang blank shorts.
All right, Frederick, out with it. What are you doing on this car?
I am on my way home. I am bringing the trunk back to my daughter.
Yeah, well, what's in the trunk?
It is not of your concern.
Well, I got news for you. We're going to make it our concern. Cooper, go get that trunk.
I'm on it, Jack. All right, here it is, Jack. Oh, it's got a lock on it.
Well, open it up.
I will not.
Fine. We'll do it the hard way. Everybody stand back. There, I shot it off. Quinn, open it up.
Yes, Captain.
Well, quite a treasure.
Oh, we've hit the mother load.
It's food.
The mother load!
Bananas, bread, apples, just food, Frederick?
It means everything to me. I must get it home.
Well, where's home?
I live in Calais. That's a city right on the channel. It is.
What are you doing on this train this far from home?
I am without a job. I live with just my daughter. I left her behind so that I could get us food. I am desperate, and I've been stealing this food at every stop, little by little. I am now heading home. I pray she is okay, that she is still alive.
Now, don't you start crying, Freddy. I'm liable to start myself.
Well, your daughter is at home alone?
Do not judge me, mademoiselle. I had no choice. Our home is in an abandoned warehouse. It was the only shelter I could find. I am doing everything I can to take care of this the best I know how.
No one's judging you, Frederick, just getting answers.
Yeah, I didn't mean anything by it.
I am sorry. I am, at wit's end.
Oh, I know how that feels.
Now, who are you? What are you all doing here?
My name's Jack Shade. This is Ernie, Quinn, Cooper, and Kate. We're
a team.
A team?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, see, what we do is we go travel all around, go places and get in trouble and stuff.
You get paid for this? Not recently. You are very mysterious.
Yeah, well, Frederick, unfortunately, we're not really at liberty to discuss how much and about what we do. Let's just keep it that we're on the run, but we're not criminals. Trust me.
I do not have a choice, do I, monsieur? I mean, I must trust. You have the gun. You have me outnumbered. Trust is my only option. How is it that you ended up like this? Where is the girl's mother? Her mother is... She died when my daughter Emily was very young. I was left alone to raise her. All was well until a few months ago. That is when I lost my job.
How did that happen?
I was blamed for something that was not my fault. There was a robbery. I was head of security. Someone needed to be blamed. I was convenient. I had nowhere to go. I could not pay for the apartment, food, nothing. So I left London with Emily and went back across the channel to my hometown back in France, Calais. But there was nothing there for me. My family and friends were long gone.
Wait a minute. You worked in London?
Yes.
That's my hometown. If I may ask, where?
At Agnew's Gallery.
I say, Jack!
Agnew's Gallery?
Let me take a guess, Frederick. The robbery that got you fired. The painting of the Duchess of Devonshire?
Yes. You read about the crime?
Say, the Kashi warning.
Look, it must be about Freddy over here. Look, I don't like it, Jack. Him working at that gallery. Don't you think it's just too convenient? I smell a trap.
What in God's name was that noise?
Hard as it is to believe, Frederick, that is actually an ally.
It is the gates of hell.
Yeah, and you don't get used to it, neither.
Major, any idea why it's warning us? Is it talking to you?
Well, not a peep, Jack. Just the warning screen.
Ernie, take my gun. Sit on Frederick here. Everybody look around. Something is coming our way.
Don't move, Fred.
I don't believe he meant to actually sit on me.
We started to frantically search the car. I grabbed onto the open door of the car and swung myself outside the moving train to get a better look. I peered around and couldn't see anything. Then I looked up on the roof of the train and a shadow went by. Something's on top of the train! Stay here! I'm going up to take a look! I grabbed the side of the train car and wedged my feet into the open slats and began to shimmy my way to the top of the car. I reached the top and looked around. Nothing.
Jack, the Cassie's still all worked up down here!
Jack, what do you see?
I can't see anything! It was dark, the wind was strong, seeing and hearing was limited. I'm coming back down!
Okay!
I made my way back down the side and back into the car.
Jack, did you see anything?
I did, but what it is, I'm not sure.
What is happening?
Relax, Freddy. This don't concern you.
I disagree. I am very much concerned.
Major, did the Kashi talk to you at all?
Nothing, Jack. Just warning screams.
What is it you saw, Jack?
Something moving in the dark up there. Couldn't make it out, but someone was up there.
Well, it must be gone. The Kashi has stopped the shrieking.
Wait a minute. How could anything get on top of this train at this speed?
It didn't. Whatever it was on this train, that's for sure.
But there's no possible way for anyone to know we are here. They can't be looking for us.
Well, if it has nothing to do with us, then we've stepped into something else.
Oh, good. That's just what we need. Something else to figure out.
Would it be okay if your man would stop sitting on me now?
Sorry. I forgot you were there.
Thank you.
Jack, before all of this, Frederick here, remember? He used to work at the museum.
Great Scott, that's right.
Frederick, you were head of security for the Agnes Gallery the night the Duchess was stolen, right?
That is correct. I had thought of everything, but I would never have thought that simply hoisting a man up to that window. Sometimes we miss the simple things. We are looking for complicated answers, no?
Yeah, that's a story of our lives.
Why are you so interested in my job?
I looked around at my team and was asking them with my eyes if we should be telling Frederick anything.
I'm not so sure this is the right person to trust, Jack. A man desperate to get his job back and we fell in his lap?
Yeah. And I don't like how he just fell into our lap. You see, I understand coincidence and all that, but this, it just seems a little too coincidental. I smell a bigger trap.
However, Jack, a man that knows the security of that museum inside and out, just a thought. But it seems to me if the Duchess returned itself magically to the museum,
it would stop looking for us.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I do think I have a plan that will work for all of us. Frederick, when we get to Calais, if you let us stay with you, I have an idea that will get you your job back, the Duchess back, and get us out of the mess that we're in.
I still do not know the mess you're in.
All right. We got time? Here's our story. I began to tell Frederick everything. Bourbon Island, the Lost Kahoihoi tribe, and the underground Akamachab warriors, and their leader, Dambuzo. The defeat of the Italian forces at Salazie. The Kashi spirit that now follows Kate around and guides her. Being picked up and kidnapped by Anton Wirth. How Wirth stole the painting and drugged us and brought us to Paris and set us up for the crime. And how Wirth disappears in his vast networks of minions.
That is ridiculous. You are telling me fairy tales. You expect me to believe that?
You know, Jack, I went through all that stuff with you, and even I think you're lying.
Here's your proof. I took the cane, twisted the end, and popped out the painting.
The Duchess! Sacre bleu! Oh,
I forgot how beautiful she is.
Oh, here we go again. Quinn's gonna marry that dang painting.
So that's where we're at, Frederick.
And what do you want from me?
You get us into the museum undetected. We put the Duchess back where it belongs, and once we are gone, we trigger the alarm. You wait for the police when they arrive. You tell them of how you tracked down the painting and apprehend the real thief. Then you can tell them where he is. The police will find him right where you said he would be. You'll be a hero. You'll have your job back and we'll be off the hook.
Hang on, Jack. The real thief?
So somehow the police will go where Frederick tells them he has the thief apprehended and they will find Anton Worth?
No. They're gonna find me.
The exciting conclusion of Shane's Brigade will continue, and thus brings an end to the first half of the Granite City Radio Theater Season 2 season premiere. If you've been enjoying our programming, please consider plugging to your sound alternative by visiting our website at kbsc.org or by calling our studio line anytime at 320-308-5872. And for any of our live studio audience members who would like to pledge, the ever-lovely Joe McCullough can meet you right up on the stage to help you out. And we'll see you back on the radio in about 15 minutes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Collective Unconscious.